Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't even trip. We got you.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's Don't Trip Podcast. You back with your host, David and Justice.
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, and it's a little bit special episode. As you'll know, we signed with Blue Wire, but we got this nice little studio. So we had the little Don't Trip Universe in Vegas this week, and we thought we'd throw the gang together. So we got Poof over here on my right.
Yeah.
We got Ryan. We got Anthony. And over there on the other side, we got the toxic twosome over there. We got the boy Jay Mitch and the twin Daniel over there. Yeah.
Look at him.
So we're going to talk our talk this episode. We got a hella questions for y'all. We're going to hit one high question that might start a little argument. But we're going to hit hella questions for y'all, try to get y'all right from tripping, get a lot of perspective, maybe a little couple arguments or disagreements. But whatever we got, it's going to be smooth with it. So just rock with this episode. We appreciate y'all supporting. So we're going to get into it. Y'all ready?
Yeah, all right. This might go crazy.
All right. My girl cheated on me. She's
not the hook.
All right, my girl cheated on me, and she's begging for me to get me back. Should I do it? Don't trip.
We got you.
All right, who first?
Hey, we got to low-key like say it at the same time.
Yeah, one person say don't trip, and everybody say
it. All right, next time. Next question.
I was finna say it, but
I'll say it, and we all get it. All right, who want to go first? Who were you taking her back?
Bro, what? No, she cheated?
Yeah, she cheated on you.
Can't do that.
Why not?
Because what's to say she's not going to do it again?
She promised.
No.
Imagine.
Never trust her word.
What if you love her, bro?
What if he's in love, bro.
Like, you love her.
But then she didn't love me.
Okay.
Love
got to be both ways.
Talking
bro.
From experience.
Talk your talk.
Talking from experience, I took a bag. I ain't gonna lie. But now, yeah, definitely don't take it back.
Nah.
Looking back, you wouldn't do it?
Nah, looking back, I wouldn't have went back to her.
So what happened? Why did you take her back the first time?
Man, I was in love. Uh-huh. You know, you feel me? You go a year or two with somebody, you know, I don't care about another person's favorite color. I don't care about what your favorite food is. Like, so let's just go back to like home I was talking about the other day, like just comfortability. But looking back,
I feel like part of it is just like, damn, what was I finna say?
You forget. Oh,
yeah. I had it, bro.
Ryan, Anthony, y'all got some input? What you got? You taking her back?
Cripes, no.
This is not your type. All right, Pooh.
Bro, but the thing is, like, it's kind of what Jay Mitch was saying, bro. Like, it's kind of like you don't want to waste that 2-3 years of experience. Like, we've gone through all this stuff together. Like,
right.
The bad, the good, the funny, the goofy. Like, I can take a dump in front of her now type shit. Like, you feel comfortable. Like, and you don't want to build that with someone else. You want to start over.
But wasn't she the one that wasted it?
She
if it
is
was all that time, and she's just gonna do that.
Right. But you don't like. It's like.
No, I see what you're saying. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
You don't want to let it go. Like, obviously, it hurt, and obviously, it's not gonna be the same if you get back together.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's just like, damn.
Yeah,
I gotta start over.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't the same. Even if you take them back, it's just not the same. So
exactly.
Looking back, you better off just going away. There's a lot of fish in the sea.
Yeah, the scariest part is like what you said, the whole starting over thing with somebody else. Like, you don't know if you're going to get that feeling again with somebody else.
Exactly.
Like, that's the scary part.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, you're going to get that feeling with somebody else. There's millions of people out there.
For sure.
You feel me? Don't confine yourself to one city, one state, all of that.
Facts.
How many chances would you give a girl, though?
How many chances?
Yeah.
Like, full-on cheating, give a chance?
Yeah, like.
None.
All right, no.
Now it's zero.
Zero.
She cheated on you one time.
Zero.
Like you said, like, she's promising to not cheat on you again. How many chances do you give a girl?
Like, what kind of cheating was it? Like, was she sucking somebody off type, or like, was she just like flirting in the DMs or something?
Yeah, what kind of cheating was it?
She had sex with somebody else.
Zero.
Yeah, you're not getting a chance back.
Zero.
Okay.
It's
like, even if I do go back, it's like I'm always gonna be thinking she could be out. Even if she's not, that's
right.
Like, I'm always gonna be thinking worst case scenario. Exactly. So it's like,
like, it's gonna be in the back of your mind. I feel like. It's like, it's not going to be the same, honestly.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Okay. You brought up a good point. What do you consider cheating, then?
Ooh.
Realistically.
Oof.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, to me, people say it's just like sex, but it could be a lot of things, honestly. I feel like a lot of it's like the intention of it. Like,
yeah.
We were talking about the other day, like, if your girl was like texting another dude trying to meet up.
Type thing.
Like, whatever, it's like the intention because the trust is already like
so
broken at that point.
So you catch her doing that. Right? You taking her back?
I'll give her a chance after that.
I feel like I would,
too. Like that, I would, too. Yeah.
The line crosses once it turns
physical.
Physical, I feel like. Yeah.
That's why I don't think cheating is. I mean, it's cheating. It's the intention.
That's what I'm saying. Because if you're going to go that far, like, you 90% of the way there already if you text
I'm setting myself up for failure.
Yeah, like.
Mm-hmm. But what if, bro, like, it was physical, but they really just, like, messed up. Like, they messed up. And they feel, like, horrible. Like,
it was a drunk mistake. No, stop.
I'm just saying, how
you,
bro.
I can't remember the videos, like, how you blank, how you suck blank on accident. Like, how that just happened.
Fly your mouth.
Like, just fly your mouth. Like, you feel me? They put in your sandwich on accident. What you talking about?
You know what she was doing.
Exactly.
That's true, bro.
Facts. Hey, man, we don't support that. All right, that's a good one. That's a good one. We're going to the next question, right? Would you rather marry an ugly rich person or an attractive poor person? Don't trip.
We got you.
That was smooth.
Yeah.
That was smooth.
I'm going to say attractive poor.
Jay?
Attractive poor.
Damn.
Shallow.
He's capping? I swear. Just because, first of all, I was going to ask how ugly, but I'm I'll go with attractive poor. As long as they're attractive poor, you feel me, solid. I'll stick with it.
Like, think about it. Ugly and attractive is up to interpretation. For sure. There's girls here that would think y'all fine, and girls here that would be like, oh, they're ugly. Like,
yeah.
So. I think it's up for interpretation. So it have to be someone that you do not find attractive at all.
Right.
That would be the situation. Ooh. Oh wait, do y'all think girls would answer that differently?
100%.
We was what?
100%.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of 7. Mm-hmm. Girls would answer that different. Why do you think that 100%. Girls would answer that different?
Bro, think about it, bro. A guy can be medium ugly. Girls are always like, oh, I like a guy medium ugly. They don't really care about the looks. As long as you have money and you treat them right,
yeah,
no problem. That's a big thing with relationships nowadays. If you treat the girl right, you could be, because I'll be seeing bros mad ugly, not even like just they're not looking right. And they pulling the finest women.
Yeah.
And it's like, how you doing that? It's
bro. Hey, what's that little Dickie song? Getting pussy with my personality.
Exactly.
So we say, honestly, we just said this. Girls are, wait, which ones? No. Yeah, we got the check boxes.
Yeah.
But girls care less about the physical than men. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Because we need something that we can be pleased by physically. Right?
So they don't care about the physical?
They care about the physical. I'm just saying the majority of the group. Like, we just said that if the girls would answer this, like, I'm not saying that all the girls would answer ugly money because they want personality. They might do it for the money.
Okay? That's why we need to ask the girls, low-key,
the
same thing, because what the girl say? She was like, how big is dick?
Oh, yeah. The girl was like, what are you packing?
Yeah.
Say, there's other factors that go into it, but I feel like the answer would be different because girls, you're right, girls be falling in love with, like, guys that just treat them right and make them feel some type of way. And if you can buy her a Bentley, that's a plus, like.
A lot of times I feel like it's the confidence money gives you that, like, women are attracted to, though. Because, like,
that's a good point.
Yeah, it's not always just the money.
People walk different when they got money.
Yeah, you doing your thing. You getting money, you feeling good. Yeah,
a little different when you got money.
That's true. Don't let me get some money.
Don't let me be 7 feet tall on his money. Stop it.
Don't let me do that.
Okay. This is a good question. I've always wondered this. Why do guys not like kissing when they're hooking up? Is that normal? Don't trip.
We got you.
Do you guys, if you hooking up with a girl, are you kissing her?
Yes. I love kissing.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
I love kissing, bro.
There are definitely some dudes.
Nah, there are for sure some dudes.
That just, okay, if you're here and you don't like kissing during a hookup, can you please explain yourself?
I don't know where her mouth
is. Well, I hope you're not hooking up with somebody that you don't know.
Yeah, you shouldn't be hooking up with a girl if you wouldn't kiss her, though.
I'm not in her business like that, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You're right.
Like, if it's like a one-night stand, I just met you at the club, chances of me really tonguing you down is not very high.
Yeah, it's not happening.
But, okay. Like, if we've been kicking it, you might link.
Type. Okay, but you just say you don't know where her mouth been. You going to let her mouth go everywhere else except for your mouth?
Exactly.
What you mean?
Like, she not going to give you a little sucky-sucky?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm not the type to ask for it.
Yeah.
Wait, what if she don't?
What if she don't need you to ask? What if she just goes down on you?
She's like, hey, take these off.
Yeah. Never gonna turn it down.
Exactly.
Never.
All right, let me just run me by this though. How do you, like, cause I know girls always going for the kiss first. How do you just back up off me? Like, when they try to kiss you or what?
Nah, you gotta kind of like swerve them, like go down to the neck. Like,
do a little head.
Be like, oh yeah, my fault.
You just gotta
I'm not finna. I was about to get real light skinned. Nah, I'm not doing it.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not doing it.
Nah, end of your business, bro.
No. Y'all kissing shorty?
Yeah, I'm not one of them people that's worried about it like that. Like, I don't know. That's just me though.
Ooh. Yeah, bro. I feel like it low key set the scene a little bit.
But y'all kissing, like, y'all making out with a girl in the club.
I've done it before.
Oh, no, I don't.
That's
like that.
Rude. I've done it before. That's a rule right there.
That's a rule. Unless you know the person.
Listen, I knew the person.
He knew her before.
I knew the person.
That's different.
Okay.
It's not like a random new.
He said that's a rule.
That's a rule.
It's off
limits. Just because you might not.
You don't.
I might not leave the club with that one, so I'm not trying to be seen with that.
You don't know who's watching.
Yeah, you don't know who's watching. You don't know who you finna run into.
You don't know
into.
Which one of yours is in the club. You don't know.
Sometimes just in the moment.
Her little friends could be in the corner recording that shit.
Plus,
yeah. Got it on you forever.
Plus, this a plus. This I can't do this. Caucasian women, I can't kiss you in the club. I'm going to kiss you in the club. You're going to get your makeup on me, okay. And my boy's going to be like, I didn't know what you was doing.
And long,
I can't do it.
If you caked up like that, that's just different.
Exactly.
But yeah. Damn. You're going to have the...
I don't know, bro. He said you shouldn't be hooking up with someone that you wouldn't kiss.
So
I agree.
Okay, that's full respect for that.
But one night stand, like you had some drinks, hey. Went to the club.
Hey,
you don't know. She want to go home with you.
The Petronio.
Not the Petronio. All right, we're going to get y'all past this question. We're going to get this high question real quick. This question has some controversy on a previous episode. Mm. Are there more wheels or doors in the world? Don't trip.
You got you.
All right. Go.
Wheels.
Wheels.
Doors.
Doors.
Wheels.
Doors.
More doors. More
Damn.
Doors.
One, what? Two, three, four. How what many doors say? Are in this store? Hey.
Yo, doors.
Okay. All right. Defend your wheels, man.
Listen. We can't really use this place as an example. There are a lot of doors. But I was just looking at it, bro. Three wheels on that.
Yep.
Six wheels on each chair and in there too. And there are wheels everywhere. On every cupboard, four wheels, one cupboard, right? I don't care how many doors are on a car, there are more wheels or the same, right? Yeah.
Did he okay. just say cupboard?
Yeah, wheels
the
on
cup, the cupboard. Or the, I mean the drawers, sorry. The okay. drawers. The drawers.
Oh yeah, when you roll the drawers.
When you roll the drawers out, there are wheels on there.
Okay, okay. Yeah? Okay.
That's respectable. Okay.
Right? Uh-huh. And then in a house, right? You got the drawers too.
Drawers.
Wheels on the drawers, drawers. Right? You got cars.
Cars.
You got chairs.
Chairs.
Holy chairs. You got the office chairs. You got every. You got a steering wheel. That's
there's
a wheel.
There's doors on every car.
Wait.
At your house.
Thank you.
What?
There's doors on every.
There's
car.
There's doors on every car at your
yeah,
house.
Yeah, no. I know. That's what I'm saying.
So
but
it equals out.
There are equal amount of wheels are on the. Or actually, there are more because there's steering wheel.
Okay.
Okay.
That's five to four though.
No.
Think
okay.
about
you
your
you
house.
Know, you know what they forget though. You know how the car operates, right? It has gears on the inside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
wheels.
Talking about them wheels.
Gears.
Okay. What, don't them
you
wheels.
Get
that specific.
Okay, then cupboards shouldn't be doors.
Okay, then now, every cabinet door, that's a door too.
Hold on, bro. Cool hold on. Because I had to go technical with it. Google.
Man,
what
Google
is a door, right? Y'all was saying cupboards.
What is a door? Talk to me.
Door, right?
Talk to me.
A hinge, sliding, or revolving barrier at the entrance of a building, room, or vehicle, or in the framework of a cupboard.
Ooh.
That's fine. We never said cupboards and cabinets weren't doors.
He was saying that.
He was just saying they don't call them doors.
But if that's the case, I'm still going. Because think about how many cupboards you have in your house.
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking about I'm talking about all these hotels. You talk about the Strip alone.
Exactly.
You talk about all these houses, bro. These hotels have thousands of rooms.
Thousands of rooms.
And
thousands.
They're all filled
and
with
each
doors.
Room has more
the
than
shower
one.
Door, the bathroom door, the front door.
You got the closet door. You got the dresser door. You have everything.
Y'all thinking the big picture, though. Wheels See. Are tiny,
thinking,
bro.
Oh, my See,
wheels
God.
Are tiny, bro. Don't talk to me. Oh, my God. Bro. You want wheels are tiny, and every machine there's literally rotating
about,
gears.
Oh hold on, think God. About all the like the Hot Wheels kids have too. They
exactly.
have buckets.
No, they
those
don't.
Have
you
doors
just said something that
they're not
you
open. Said,
some
of them
they
don't open.
They don't
open.
That don't fit the definition.
It doesn't matter. If
some no, okay, some what? Don't. So they what? Have wheels
no,
and no doors.
No. Okay, if we're going based off of that, then those aren't doors because they can't open or slide or nothing.
Appreciate you.
They're just part of the build. So
you can smash it with a hammer and open it. I mean, like.
Oh, you're
gonna make your own doors?
Hey,
we're moving on.
Google.
Okay, let's talk. About
are there more doors or wheels? After lots of thought and research, here's the best answer. There are more wheels than doors in the world if you include all possible forms of physical wheels, such as wheels on toy cars, vacuums, and office chairs.
Interesting.
Hey, bro.
That's funny.
Never, ever,
Google
ever.
Google isn't always right.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Exactly, bro.
Thank
Google
you, bro.
Right.
Stop. Trust Google,
like,
bro.
It's Stop. 2022.
Yeah.
Google
we
says
on Google.
Google
it?
Says LeBron's like 6'8". That man 12 feet tall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at the defense. Look at the defense. Like, stop defense, rest. We won, bro. Stop the work. Come on now. Stop playing with me.
God, man.
Good God, man. All right, we're back to the questions. To the questions. If an artist asks your girl to go on stage, is it okay? Don't trip.
What?
If an artist asks your girl to go on stage, is it okay?
What type of artist is it, though?
Who's the artist?
Future. If it's like R. Kelly or somebody.
Hold on. Future asked your girl to come up on stage. Actually, no. Matter of fact, Chris Brown.
No.
No.
That man Trey Songz asked your girl to go on stage.
No.
She can go.
Actually, she can go if she wants to.
She can go up.
You're going to see your girl dry hump on that stage. Mm. Watch that.
Wait, okay. She can go, but what happens?
I'm not going.
Oh, because if I'm having to stop her from going, like, she already gone. Like,
you
she
already lost her time.
Yeah, she should already know.
Okay, respect.
Like, out of respect, she shouldn't go. But if she want to go, then what can I do?
Mm-hmm. It really just depends on who the artist is.
I feel that.
Okay. You feel me? If some Chris Brown start doing some freaks to her, I'm going to be sick. Sick. But like, if someone over there just singing to her, rapping to her, I'm cool. Oh, yeah.
What artist would you be okay with her going on stage with?
Post Malone.
Travis Scott?
Like a girl artist get put her on stage and she starts shaking some.
Young Ma?
I don't care.
Young Ma invite your girl on stage?
Nah.
You said you might get tough.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Got Bush?
You for sure do, if you haven't tried the best products from our sponsors today, Manscaped. Taking control of your bush is very important. These products are so good, you're going to be showing off pride in your new bush-free yard. It's a fact that you're going to have the best-kept nutsack on the cul-de-sac. Save big and be the most hygienic version of yourself by using our discount code. Don't trip. For 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
Man, let me tell you. I heard if you trim the hedges, the tree looks taller.
The tree looks taller.
Hey, man.
The tree looks taller.
It's all about the perception. You know they always going to appreciate a taller tree. Come on now. What about when they trimming and they worried about cutting their joint?
Man, you don't even have to worry about that. The way they designed this lawnmower 4.0, it is safe to use around your nutsack. It's nick-free. You're not going to get nicked.
Ooh, no bleeding, no cutting.
For a smooth cut, whether you're looking to go bald eagle or leave a little bit for the sensation.
Ooh, the short carpet, the little lawnmower.
Yeah.
Short carpet.
You're just looking for a little trim.
A little trimmy trim. Hey, okay, what was that deal again, bro?
Yeah, man, the deal is 20% off on manscaped.com with code DON'TTRIP and free shipping.
Okay, say less. So 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using the code DON'TTRIP.
Let me tell you about my second favorite product,
What's your second favorite product?
My second favorite product is that ball deodorant, man. Ooh. I'm telling you, you don't know you need it until you need it.
You need it.
And that gets you right. You know, I promise I would never steer you wrong. That ball deodorant, freshness.
Oh, you be out there smelling balls, huh?
Yeah. Oh. Hey, hey.
Hey, man, go check out, go use our code Don't Trip and go get yourself some nice stuff from manscaped.com.
20% on free shipping.
Mm-hmm. You might get took. All right. If Rihanna having a nice little concert, y'all, you at the concert, you going up there?
My girl better understand, bro.
What? How you just, whoa, you got the most toxic thing.
I saw it in your face, too.
I love that answer. Come on, bro. Like, I love that answer.
Think about it.
My girl better understand. Hey, think about it. Rihanna pregnant, though. I don't want her like
that. Nah.
It's for the principle. I would hope my girl would want to join me up there.
With okay,
her.
With Rihanna? What? Nah, she just wants you, bro. It's just, I feel like
I'm up there.
What?
You see why I said that's a toxic side.
I'm gone.
Them two, bro.
Come on now. Right when she put them two eyes on me, I'm gone.
Hey there. She said you.
Oh,
nah, bro. Our friend was talking about, so what happened if you cheat on your girl? He's like, just hopefully she don't find out. We can keep working through it. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, would you tell her? He's like, yeah, I guess. But like, I'd expect her to take me back. And then like, all right, so what happens if your girl cheats on you? He's like, I'm throwing up and then I'm breaking up with him. We're going to have to fight right there. I was like, bro.
It's honestly because, like, you feel me? Men, we're emotional, but at the same time, like, we are physical. Like, so we could hit something and not even really think twice about it. A girl, if she hits something,
it's emotional. Attachment.
It's attachment. Emotional. There's some reason she's doing it. Men.
A lot of girls. Some girls.
Yeah, girls not. You feel me? Yeah. But, like, us, we could see something and be like, I want to knock that down. And then go back to our girl and be like,
I love you. And actually mean it.
Yeah.
These wired different, I guess.
Oh, no.
All right. Y'all got anything to see? Y'all letting your girl on the concert? You going up there? What you talking about?
It really just depends what the artist is.
The artist is.
Like, Trey Songz, she's gone.
Yeah,
like, he's taking anybody's girl.
Not mine.
Not mine.
I'm too smooth, but she's pimping, not going to lose nothing.
Not yours?
Nah.
You letting her go up?
Nah. What the? You're doing it on the stage like that.
Hold on. Wait.
It's not the fact that she can take my girl.
I thought she was confident.
I'm confident, but why is someone else humping on you? Like, that's the problem with me.
Like,
so
like,
what if
Rihanna asked Beyonce? Who?
Don't do that to me.
But nah, I'm not going on the stage.
All right. I honestly think celebrity crushes is lame.
I hate
celebrity crushes, bro.
Ridiculous.
I don't like it.
Hey, man.
It's a fan activity, bro.
That's lucky one of the turnoffs, too, bro.
Yeah, it is. When they be posting their stuff on Instagram.
Reposting them like they know them.
Post them more than their own friends.
More than their own friends.
Like, even the homies be, or some of the homies be, you feel me, though, yeah, when exactly. We post your stuff and they'll put Dirk on their story.
Yeah. For real.
Bro, Dirk's out of control, bro. Dirk's the worst one, bro. How much they post? How much they repost Dirk,
was
bro?
No one was worse than Rihanna when she was announced that she was pregnant.
Do you know how many posts? Oh
my you be God. Thinking they got invited to the baby shower. Like, or something. Like,
you do not know her.
You don't know her.
Nah.
Don't know her.
She crazy.
Dirk's still the
You know which one's the craziest though?
Forever, bro. Justin Bieber, bro.
Oh yeah.
If a girl has Bieber fever, got a hold on him. Okay. Swear.
Oh, yeah.
I be seeing it every other day, bro. Justin Bieber on the story.
Or Hailey Bieber.
Both of them, bro.
Yeah.
Both of them.
No, whenever she get pregnant, it's over for our stories. You can click through that all the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. All right. Next question is, when girls say, "Oh, you got hella girls, huh? How do y'all take that? Don't trip.
You got you.
Look at them.
They're ready.
How many times y'all heard that?
I don't hear that, bro.
You don't hear that?
Big cap. You got the shades on.
That boy's poker face.
But, bro, but the thing is, because even before I was really, like, actually talking to women,
yeah.
Like, you I was, talk to I was just to my, what?
What?
Ooh. Hell yeah, bro.
Go ahead.
Pause. Stop that. Take that out.
Take that out.
But like, even before I was like really talking to women, I was just focused on me, school, and all that. This is freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah.
All the women, because me and David twins, we would be in the weight room. Like, the little athlete girls would come in. They'd be like, "Oh, Daniel the F boy. David the sweet one." And I'm like, hold on. Wait, why did you just assume? Just because I had the look, they assume that I talked to a lot of females or I got hoes or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, David's a nice one." I'm like,
"What's the look though?"
I don't know. Oh, I had the earrings, I had the nose ring, I
bro, look at you. Look at
you sitting there with
sunglasses
on.
Why do you have sunglasses on, bro?
It is bright in here.
That's crazy.
I can't.
Nose ring.
He said that's crazy.
Oh yeah, he got the locks too.
Oh yeah, why you got glasses on, bro?
Can't let him know my next move, bro.
Okay.
Am I my future shining too bright?
Heard you.
Yep.
Look, what type of answers, bro? Like, why? Anyway. Yeah. All right. So, I think you should take that as a compliment, though. When a girl says, "Oh, I mean, why? You got a hella, you do?"
Yeah.
Why you take that joint? It's just,
you know, I look good.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
They'd be like, "Oh, he looked like he ruined my life." That means you're trying to get
like,
your life
thank you, mean like you trying to get your life ruined.
Yeah, exactly. It's not.
I'm not finna ruin it because I'm so wholesome, but like.
Yeah, you heard it first, JB.
You heard it first.
You said that. What about y'all?
Wholesome.
Y'all get that?
When I hear that, I just play it down, honestly. Like,
okay.
I don't be trying to, I don't know. I just play it down, even if it's true.
Cause, yeah.
Cause like, I want her to feel insecure or whatever.
Like, how do you answer that? Like, oh, yeah, I do.
No, I've said that before. I've definitely said that before.
But yeah. Like,
it's
like a joke, yeah.
Was you actually trying to talk to Shorty that said that?
She was like, because it was making me mad, because she said it multiple times. She was like,
they overdo it.
I would get a text. It'd be like from one of them or a guy I know. And it'd be like,
it's probably one of your females.
She'd be like, "Oh, is that one of your little girlfriends?" I'll be like, "Yeah." And she was sitting there like,
"Oh, that's just annoying."
Like,
"Go text your other girlfriends."
All be like, right. "Okay." All
right. Yo, y'all need
okay.
Exactly. You say, "Okay, whoa. Okay."
Nah, it's one of the worst is when you say, "Oh, remember when we did this?"
Oh,
wrong girl.
That was your other girlfriend.
Bro,
because it'd be bad because you were like, you know what?
You'd be like, maybe.
wait, was it?
Was it?
Exactly.
You know what it might have been. But nah, and then when you write, they're like, "Oh, that was me. I'm sorry." All
right, yeah.
For sure. No, they never admit it.
Women can't take accountability.
They can take accountability.
Okay. A lot of women can't take accountability.
A lot of women can't, though.
A lot of people can't take accountability.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Actually, yeah,
I
think like, about yeah, that.
It's right. A human trait.
Yeah, it's that a human trait. We're not taking accountability,
but women,
especially if we think we're right.
Women also expect men to apologize. Even if they were in the wrong, they expect you to make, a lot of them will expect you to make the first move and be like, "Hey, I'm sorry, we can work this out." And so like, they won't be the ones to say, hey, babe, I'm sorry. Or this is, they expect the man to come in and
a couple of those.
Put the pride to the side.
Put the pride to the exactly. side. I mean, we will, too, because it's like, she's going to be mad all day if we don't.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to do it.
Girls be holding them grudges, bro.
Exactly.
Holding them grudges.
And then dudes be.
Let me get back on the game. Food. Like, exactly. Like, what?
You're trying to get food. Like, yeah. Food.
And it be making them mad,
too. Nah, it's wild the difference between girl groups of friends and guy group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all be, we be going at each other, like, sometimes just random times. And be like, 5 minutes later, are you trying to go eat, bro? Yeah. You got to get on a game after?
Girls will fall out over.
Nah, I'm not talking to her anymore. And,
yeah.
But they be calling each other bitches too much.
That's why they be having
serious.
Yeah.
Different girls at their birthday parties.
Absolutely,
every year. Me and my girls going to birthday dinner. Where's the ones that was there last year?
Yeah. Nah, I've been rocking with the same like group since I was like in high school, middle school.
Facts.
Middle school. Just because there ain't, as a man, there ain't really nothing to fall out about, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unless you really do some shiesty, you feel me? But yeah.
How y'all feel about having girlfriends? Like, can you guys have girlfriends for real?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
That you're not attracted to?
Yeah, I only have, like, barely a handful, but
yeah.
Other than that, I don't really
But
like
even
them.
If they are attractive, though, because I have attractive female friends,
yeah,
but it's like,
sure.
I would never sleep with you because, like, we're not doing that.
I just told them I know too much.
Type thing.
I just know sometimes you know too much about a girl that don't make them attractive.
That's very true.
Exactly.
Very
true, yeah.
So. Nah. Okay. Let's change this up a little bit. What's something that us as men need to take accountability for? Like, say this is all female girls. Yeah, this is all girls talking in this room right now. Mm-hmm. What's something they would call us out on that we agree with?
Communication?
Yeah.
A lot I don't of men, agree with that.
No, I feel like a lot of men, I mean, I you might not, to, but I feel like a woman would say that. In general, they would say men need to be better at communication.
Yeah. Communication or communicating their feelings?
Communicating their feelings.
Okay, yeah.
Because we can communicate. A lot of times they're not hearing what we're saying, but we have to communicate, like, in a way they'll understand it.
Yeah. But is that true? I feel like that's true in a lot of cases, because if a girl is calling me out for my feelings, like she's saying you're being soft or something like that, I'm not gonna tell her like that hurt me. I'm gonna be like, no, I'm not being soft. Get out of my face right now. Something like that. But I could communicate my feelings a little bit better, and she could be like, oh, dang, maybe I did hurt his feelings, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I think that is something we can improve on a little bit as a male.
But I feel like there's some girls who are like dudes who do express their emotions. They're like, oh, he's soft.
Yeah,
that's facts. That's true.
That's really true.
Yeah,
that's what like I be having to just like think about like before I even get emotional with a girl. They were like, I gotta really know you and know how you finna perceive me after I give you some emotion. Like, you feel me? You cry to a girl, whatever happens. You feel me? You're having a conversation or whatever, and you get emotional. Like, the last thing you want is that girl to be like, oh, he's soft.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel me?
That's the worst feeling.
In a group chat with
worst feeling.
It.
Like, boy, he over here crying, like, I don't know what to do. Like, he looking, like, all of this, like, I'm not trying to.
Yeah.
And women will use that against you, too.
No, for real.
They will. And they'll go tell their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this is crying to me.
What's y'all think?
I think they'll probably call us out on being emotionally available / vulnerable.
Vulnerable?
Yeah.
That's, like, the same thing with communication.
Yeah.
Like,
just trying to improve that.
I feel like we're all hard-headed.
Hella hard-headed.
Like,
hard-headed.
We're not going to admit when something's bothering. Like, we're not going to tell them straight up, like, this is bothering us.
Yeah.
We might do it passive-aggressively.
I feel like with vulnerability, too, it's like they would say, oh, yeah, like, open up to me. Like, I want to know you. But a lot of guys, like, it takes a long time. It's like steps. You feel me?
Yeah.
But they want it, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to know your emotional state. I want to know your childhood traumas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to know your family status.
They be asking for all that, but don't give you shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Girls. And
they be closed like, oh, my God, bro. They don't tell you anything.
A lot of girls will just give you all that info, and I feel like that's a red flag. Like, when you first start talking to them,
and
they just trauma
dump
all the trauma and stuff.
Nah, but yeah, it takes a while for me to, like, to open up a little bit. When I get comfortable, then you'll hear about my life.
Yeah.
But
I was chilling with this girl the other day, and she was asking me what I think my red flags are, and that's what I told her, like, just seeming like I don't care about certain stuff or not being, like, super emotionally involved with stuff.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like certain stuff is not even worth, like, being super like just way too excited about it, just way too, you know, like when a girl really rock with you, she all over, like she's down to do whatever, like So for me, it just take a little longer.
At least
I don't mean I don't care.
At least you're able to address that though.
Yeah,
you feel me? Like that's a good thing to be able to address.
Yeah, I was basically saying like it might seem like I don't care
yeah.
about certain stuff, but it just take a little longer to like, You know what I'm saying? And if it takes that long, then we really rocking. Like,
yeah,
exactly.
Like, yeah.
But that's where I'm at. Something like, I feel like something in our society that we have to do is, like, something wrong with it is because there's always like one bad apple. Like, think about it. Everything that people say is wrong, like, oh, this dude's toxic. Oh, this dude only likes these type of women. Oh, this dude's disrespectful. Oh, this girl's a HO. This girl is disrespectful. Blah, blah, blah. It's because, like, you experience that one experience, so you like, associate everybody with that. And that's something I think we need to move away from because, like, we had our little light skin episode one time. You met a light skin that was a little bit too feeling himself too much or thought was the hottest thing in the world. Then you come up, approach JMJ, and then you talk to him and think, oh, you're going to be fully yourself, but they the goofiest, funniest dudes you know. Like, you just missed out on opportunity because you assuming something. Or, you know this one right here. We all know this one. Yeah. He only likes white girls. Mm. You don't know me, bro. Look at James. Look at
it. I swear on my life, like, that would happen on, like, my any of my posts or whatever. But, yeah. but, do you like black girls? And I was like, I've only dated black girls.
Yeah.
Like, or someone be like, what happened to that one white girl? They're just trying to start some tea. I was like, I've never talked to a white girl in my life.
See, they just make that assumption because there are, I'll give it to you, there are a lot of athletes or whatever, mostly because that's what they grew up around.
There's a reason. Yeah. That obviously, we're athletes, so we obviously know why some people gravitate towards white.
Yeah, people, yeah. But yeah, we could talk about that another time. But none of it, like, you can't just make that assumption. And growing up, like, if you hear that, like, honestly, you just stop arguing with it, bro. Like, you see what you want to see, like, do what you want to do. Exactly. If you're going to make that assumption about me and not shoot your shot because you think that, that's on you.
Did you look at your comments from that last TikTok you
made? You want to talk about him?
Nah.
Oh, wait, the one.
Yeah, so he posted a video yesterday. It was like the one we threw the phone to you, whatever. A girl commented, she was like, I hope that football player is not on your podcast.
What the?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And I put question marks on it because it's like, bro, first of all, my probably because they think I'm toxic or whatever. Yeah. But like, that's not even me.
It's like, really like social media. Social media is so fake. Really not who I am.
They act like they know you.
Exactly. They act like they know me. Oh, you play football. He likes getting tatted toxic.
Right.
And then one of them was on Josh's post. She was like,
talking about me.
She was like, I want number three, talking about justice. And she was like, oh, girl, he not for us. He for the white girls only.
Like, you don't even know him.
And it was like, you just made that assumption. Right. Probably just because he light skin. Yeah. Like, right. Even if he does, you don't know that.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
They might have done their fair stalking.
Okay.
Because you know girls do their fair stalking.
Maybe. Girls too.
Yeah. So different. But yeah, I'm just saying, we need to, I feel like we're going to have this discussion a lot more. We're going to have to cut the episode after these next segment. But that's definitely a good conversation to have. I think we need to have that conversation more and be more open to talking to people that you're interested in, not just making assumptions.
Exactly.
But we're going to talk about us for a second. How the Vegas trip? What's y'all highlights of the Vegas trip so far?
I'm waiting for tonight to be on.
Nah, we go check out the YouTube and hopefully it's up. But we made a little video with Jay Mitch, me, Jay, and Daniel, and we was going stupid at UNLV. So we finna take maybe next campus, whoever's listening to this, wherever we at. But that video was fun to make. We was just flying around doing our things.
That was dope.
Yeah, I liked it.
What about you three? I know y'all three been doing your thing.
Best is yet to come.
The best is yet to
heard
come.
That. Heard that. We got one more night here. We're going to dress up a little, step out a little, you feel me? Drink a little, sip a little, you feel me? Yeah, it'll be a good time.
That pad is fat, though. The crib they got.
Oh, yeah.
The crib,
bro.
Blue wire is going great.
Next time you finish, I have to slide.
I know, I got to slide. I know, I got to slide.
They taking care of us out there.
Blue wire is going great.
Yeah, the Airbnb, nice. Hey, but that's this episode. Shout out to our guest hosts. If y'all want to go real quick, say on Instagram, whatever you want to follow. Go this way. Go.
Hey, you know the vibes. Poof Daddy and Josh Egbo, follow me. You know the deal.
Go.
Ryan.Hoops Instagram, follow me.
Go ahead.
Right. It's Chet. My Instagram's on his account because you're not going to know how to spell it. Okay.
All right. Mine's Jaden Mitch and then JM Heem on TikTok.
My name is Daniel, and it's just Daniel Egbo _ on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, and that's, you know us. D&J, your host. So that was probably the most masculine episode y'all have had from us. But there were some good insights. There was we might have said some stuff that might have run people the wrong way.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know,
it might come for you.
Yeah.
It's all open things.
Like, it's open for discussion. If you want to discuss with us in the comments, the DMs, I probably won't answer you. Maybe we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah.
But looking forward to it.
We're
trying to get a group of girls next. Maybe even have our girl host, one of the girls host it themselves if we're not in it. Or we just sit there and listen to what girls have to harp on us at whatever. But it's cool. We're ready. We're gonna give our best advice always at no price. And make sure y'all tap in YouTube, TikTok, whatever you got. Show some support. We appreciate the love and don't trip.
We got you.
We got you.
Yeah.